Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, wherever you get your shows.
This is Panthers Insider, an in-depth preview of the week.
Kishani scores!
On the Florida Panthers Radio Network. Here's the voice of the Panthers, Doug Blagans.
Good morning. Welcome into another exciting edition of the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you talking all things Florida Panthers hockey over the course of this hour. And we've got lots to discuss. The Panthers fresh off a loss in Game 3 last night. The Panthers falling behind 2-1 in their first-round best-of-seven series to the Boston Bruins. Boston won last night's Game 4-2. Panthers with a lot of fight late in the game, but just weren't able to get a couple of more there in the late stages. Boston got the 4-2 win. So 4-2 Boston last night, 2-1 Boston in the series, and the series now heads to Game 4, which will be at FLA Live Arena tonight, or tomorrow night, I should say, in Sunrise. Tomorrow afternoon, I should say, in Sunrise. 3:30 in the afternoon, to be exact. So be sure to join us one way or another for that one. Hope to see you at FLA Live Arena. Maybe still a couple tickets available at FloridaPanthers.com. So if you don't have them yet, you're thinking about going, you got to find a way to get those tickets. FloridaPanthers.com, good place to start. Tomorrow, 3:30, Panthers and the Boston Bruins for Game 4 of this first-round best-of-seven series. Of course, you can also catch the game across the Panthers radio network. We'll get you started with the exclusive local pregame from 2:30 to 3 o'clock on 560 WQAM. If you're tuned in on our flagship home in Miami-Dade and Broward counties, 560 WQAM. Then we'll go to our network pregame show. Panthers Preview will begin at 3 o'clock, and that'll take you right up to the opening faceoff shortly after 3:30, so you can follow along on the radio network. Bally Sports Florida will have the game, and TNT also will have the game. As we look ahead to this show here this morning, we will take a look back at the series so far. We'll take a look back at last night's loss. Most recently, again, the Panthers were just on the ice. That game finished up at the time, unofficially here, that game ended about 11 hours ago. So, again, pretty fresh. The Panthers falling 4-2 last night. We'll talk about that one. We'll talk about what led up to it. We'll get into a little bit of what went into the Game 2 victory in Boston. We'll have the highlights from that game coming up here in just a few moments. We've also got some post-game reaction from the Panthers locker room from last night. So we'll be hearing from Panthers head coach Paul Maurice coming up shortly. Some reaction to the loss last night. Also on last night's game, we'll hear from Panthers defenseman Gus Forsling. We'll hear from Sam Reinhart coming up here shortly as well. Coming up next segment, my broadcast partner on the Panthers radio network, Billy Lindsay, is going to stop by. We'll talk about the series. We'll talk about last night's game. We'll preview tomorrow. And later on in the program, joining me from NHL on TNT, he covered last night's game for TNT as the color analyst on the television broadcast for TNT. And he'll be on the assignment as well for tomorrow's game four at FLA Live Arena. Jody Shelley, you also know him from Columbus Blue Jackets coverage regularly on Bally Sports Ohio. You've seen him on NHL Network covering the game a lot of different places. We'll talk to former NHLer Jody Shelley coming up later on in the program. So again, lots to get to here on the Panthers Insider Show. And even though the Panthers aren't playing today, still lots to get to today. Not just the Panthers Insider Show, but you can join us from 1 to 6 in downtown Fort Lauderdale for a Panthers playoff prowl presented by Jameson and Coors Light. Purchase a ticket today at floridapanthers.com/catsontap and secure your time slot. Ticket includes a playoff t-shirt, bucket hat, fanny pack, and a special bracelet. Proceeds benefit the Panthers Foundation. Tickets are selling fast, so act now. Must be 21 or over to participate. That's the Panthers playoff prowl presented by Jameson and Coors Light. And it goes today from 1 to 6, so you want to get those tickets as quickly as possible. The Panthers and the Bruins, Game 4, coming up tomorrow. And when you go to Panthers games, you want to have the best gear. Panthers fans, our new spring collection is here. Score all new exclusive Cats merch online at flateamshop.com. Jerseys, t-shirts, hats, hoodies, and more. Go to flateamshop.com to purchase today. Well, turning the clock back, let's go back through the series here. The Panthers and the Boston Bruins. They got the series going back on Monday, and that game in Boston, well, they won. The Bruins took game one of this series by a 3-1 final score. A lot of fight from the Panthers in that game as well. They had a good start in that one, just couldn't get past Linus Ullmark, the Boston goaltender, early in that game. So Boston took game one back on Monday. The Panthers, though, in game two, they had other ideas. They were able to even the series 6-3, and I thought in the third period, they went into the third tied at 2 with Boston, but the Panthers were able to get one really early in the third period, and eventually they pulled away, and it felt like they just pulled the Boston Bruins out of their comfort zone. The Bruins, they're a team, especially on home ice, not used to falling behind in games, and the Panthers were able to get a lead. I know that sounds cliche, and you always want to play with the lead. And in the National Hockey League, when teams get leads, they always have a better chance to win. But in this series especially, that's been instrumental. The team that scored first has won all three games in the series so far. But getting back to game two, the Panthers, they led 1-0. They led 2-1. It was 2-2 after two. But Brandon Montour was able to give the Panthers a 3-2 lead early in the third period. And the Panthers pulled away from there. Boston did get one late to cut the deficit from their perspective to 6-3. But the Panthers came away with a 6-3 win. That even the series at 1. Let's get to the highlights from the Game 2 victory in Boston. Here's how the Panthers' goals sounded right here on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Bennett to the far circle, powers through the circle, can't get a shot away. Verhaeghe dumped over by Coyle, and Carlo will find it, fails to clear for Boston. In front, Bennett, a chance, a shot, he scores! Sam Bennett! He slipped it through the legs of Ullmark, and the Panthers are on the board. It's 1-0, 18-18 to go here in the second period. The Bruins failed to clear, and Sam Bennett streaked in, and he's able to beat Ullmark down low. Sam Bennett, welcome back to the lineup as he opens the scoring tonight here in the second period. Stahl up the far side. Nick Cousins looks across. Eric Stahl, high slot, has a chance, a shot, he scores, top shelf. Eric Stahl puts the Panthers up a goal. It's 2-1. A great setup out in front. Eric Stahl had time. He picked his spot. He beat Ullmark upstairs, and the Panthers back in front by a goal. Down behind the net, Barkov. Back behind the net, the trapezoid. Barkov to Reinhardt. Bank pass out to the far point. Montour. Montour walks in. Shot, he scores! Brandon Montour on a wrist shot from the right point. And the Panthers take a 3-2 lead. 22 seconds into the third. Brandon Montour let that one rip. And what a start to the third period for the Panthers. They're back up a goal.
Into the far circle. Barkov clubbed it away from him. Tkachuk on the far boards. He's able to get it clear. One hands it out through the neutral zone. Allows the Panthers to get a change. McAvoy able to dodge some pressure, but he couldn't get by Sam Bennett. McAvoy turns it over. Tkachuk in front for Verhaeghe. A shot, and he scores! Carter Verhaeghe able to give the Panthers a 4-2 lead. The Panthers cash in off the turnover. And the Panthers lead by a pair. Carter Verhaeghe set up out in front, and he's able to go top shelf past Ullmark.
Now to the far point. Brandon Montour winds,
fires, and he scores! A slap shot from the blue line through traffic, and Brandon Montour's got two! The Panthers are up a trio. It's 5-2 with 7:30 to play here in the third. And the Panthers in the driver's seat here in period number three. This period has been all Panthers, and there are already folks calling it a night here in Boston.
McAvoy at the line, gives to Marchand. He had the puck knocked away by Forsling. Luostarinen to center ice. He'll let it go on the empty net. He scores. That's to Luostarinen on the empty net, and the Panthers take a 6-2 lead. 2:25 left
here in the third. And if there was anybody left here in their seats, they've decided to head to the exits at TD Garden. The Panthers comfortably in front, 6-2 with 2:25 to play. At Tuluosta Arena with the empty netter that should seal it here tonight. And they let the final seconds tick away, and that's it for this one. And the Panthers even the series, a 6-3 win in game two here in Boston. And boos from the Boston fans, music to the ears of the Panthers as they've come in here and even this series up tonight. And now this series is all knotted up at one, going back to Sunrise for game three on Friday. 6-3, the Panthers take care of the Bruins here this evening.
That was Wednesday night on the Panthers Radio Network. The Panthers picking up a 6-3 win in game two over Boston. That at the time, even the series at a game apiece heading back to Sunrise. But just looking at that game, Brandon Montour, he scored twice in the third period, helped the Panthers able to get that 6-3 victory in that game. And the Panthers forced Boston out of their comfort zone. Like I said, the Panthers got the lead on multiple occasions. And the Bruins were uncharacteristically turning the puck over in that game. They had them at 15 turnovers at the end of things. And some of those led directly to Panthers goals. So the Panthers did exactly what they had to do, got in on that forecheck and forced the Boston defense specifically into throwing away a lot of pucks, and a big reason for it, the impact Sam Bennett made, not just from a forechecking perspective, but also just from shoring up the depth of the Panthers forward group. Sam Bennett got in there. His game is very well suited for the playoffs, plays a heavy, mean style, and Sam Bennett made an immediate impact for the Panthers, opened the scoring in that game, finished with a couple of points. Remember when he played back at the Calgary Flames days, he had that playoff Sam Bennett moniker that was affectionately given to him, and his playing style just lends itself to success in the Stanley Cup playoffs. So made an immediate impact, Sam Bennett did, and that was the first Stanley Cup playoff win for Alex Lyon in net for the Panthers in that game. So Alex Lyon with a little bit of a milestone there, and the Panthers were able to go back home with the series tied at one. Now, last night, the Boston Bruins, they would get the victory. 4-2 was the final score. They got out to a 4-0 lead. The Panthers tacked on a couple late to get it back to within two, but that was as close as they were able to get. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice last night after the game talking about how much Boston getting that lead early, if that affected the outcome last night at all when Boston got that first goal. Here's Paul Maurice. So Paul Maurice last night talking about how it impacted the game that Boston got that early lead. Also in the third period last night, Paul Maurice sent in Sergei Bobrovsky between the pipes in relief of Alex Lyon. Bobrovsky hadn't played since back on the 27th of March. Remember, played on the 27th of March, and then he was out with that non-COVID illness. And Alex Lyon had really just taken the ball and run with it. So Sergei Bobrovsky getting back between the pipes last night in a relief appearance in the third period. Here's Panthers head coach Paul Maurice talking about the decision to go to Bobrovsky in the third. So Paul Maurice there talking about the decision to go to Sergei Bobrovsky in relief of Alex Lyon last night in the third period. Here's Sam Reinhart, Panthers forward, post-game last night on the Game 3 loss to Boston.
They played a solid game. There wasn't much out there for us. We were able to kind of try and salvage something late, but you know, they played a solid game. So you got to learn from it and move on. You got to expect games like that out of a team like them. I just no cheating our game. You know, I think when you try and break the game open, you know, that only gives them more opportunity. Yeah, hopefully we can you know, keep that momentum going. I think for the most part, playoff hockey, you forget and move on. You know, maybe learn from it a little bit, but you know, every day's a new challenge. So you know, we're gonna come back Sunday ready to go. No, I mean, they're a good team structurally. You know, I've said a lot. We're both trying to execute the same game plan. You know, there wasn't much room out there. You know, I think in games like this, you know, getting the lead is so important, and you've kind of seen that throughout the series. So, you know, I think just stick with it early in games, and you know, a couple bounces could change the script a little bit. So, like I said, not try and break the game open too much, and execute our game plan to the best we can.
Sam Reinhart there. Here's Gus Forsling post-game last night. He said he liked the late push the Panthers had in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. I think we had a good push. We gave it all we had at the end there. But, you know, we want to come out early, play better early, so we don't get ourselves in that situation. You know, I think, I don't know, they play a good game tonight. You know, it's our job to come back in 2 days and play better. It just shows we're never out of a game. But like I said, we got to play better early. Like I said, they play good tonight, absolutely. But we know we can play better.
Gus Forsling of the Panthers right there talking after the game last night about the Panthers 4-2 loss to Boston. 2-1 is the series now, the advantage for Boston heading into tomorrow's game, 4-3:30 faceoff on the Florida Panthers Radio Network. You can catch the game on Bally Sports Florida. TNT also doing the game nationally. Coming up later in the show from NHL on TNT's coverage, Jody Shelley, former NHLer. You know him from the Columbus Blue Jackets broadcast during the season on Bally Sports Ohio. Does work for NHL Network. He's going to stop by later on in the show, talk about what he saw last night, preview tomorrow's game. He'll be on the assignment as well for that one. Coming up next segment, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, is going to stop by. Doug Plagans here with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. It's the Panthers Insider Show just getting started on a Saturday morning as we look ahead to tomorrow's game 4 between the Panthers and the Bruins. Billy Lindsay with me when we come back. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
From the trusted team behind 48 Hours, welcome to Case by Case, your weekly update on the biggest true crime stories unfolding right now.
Nick Reiner remains in custody without bail.
Luigi Mangione accused of stalking and gunning down United Healthcare CEO Brian Thompson.
From high-profile trials and stunning evidence to major breaks in cold cases, we'll follow it all case by case. Follow and listen to 48 Hours Case by Case wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grill accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
What's up, little psychos? I'm Investigator Slater, host of the Psychopedia podcast. Psychopedia is a true crime podcast delivering raw, real, and absolutely gripping episodes every single week. I dig deep to uncover fascinating details of heinous true crime cases while exploring criminology and psychology theories. I take you into the absolute darkest corners of the human psyche, my favorite territory, and present cases like you've never heard them before. Follow and listen to Psychopedia everywhere you get your podcasts.
Let's get back to the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Hey, everybody, welcome back here on the Panthers Insider Show. Doug Plagans here with you. Panthers falling last night to the Boston Bruins. 4-2 was the final score in Game 3. So Boston taking a 2-1 lead in this first-round best-of-seven Stanley Cup playoff series. And, Game 4, the Panthers will have a chance to even the series. It's going to be tomorrow, 3:30 puck drop. 3 o'clock, we'll have Panthers preview across the radio network for our listeners in South Florida. Miami-Dade and Broward counties tuned in on our flagship home, 560 WQAM. You can tune in beginning at 2:30 p.m. We'll have the exclusive local pregame from 2:30 to 3, leading up to the pregame show at 3 and the puck drop at 3:30. Panthers and the Bruins game 4 coming up tomorrow. To look at the series as a whole, to look at last night's game, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, Billy Lindsay, kind enough to stop by this morning. Well, Billy, Panthers last night, they fell behind. Had a surge late in the game, got it back to within a pair. They had some desperation late, but the Boston Bruins ultimately prevailed in that one by a 4-2 final score. Your first thoughts looking back at last night's contest?
Just to look back at what Boston was able to do from the start of the game. The first couple of games for Boston, probably from their standpoint, they were looking back, and they, down the stretch, didn't play any meaningful games. Mm. Pretty much from Christmas on. So they ramped up and got caught off guard. Panthers were a better team first couple of periods. Game one, they had the lead, did Boston, shut it down in the third period, get that victory. Game number two, it was a disaster for Boston. The pressure from the Panthers was too much. The defensemen were activating. There was a bunch of turnovers, 15 giveaways. The Panthers were a lot better than Boston in game number two. Got to the goaltender, Allmark. The defense had been a problem for Boston trying to handle them. Then he got into game number three, and Boston came in, and without Krejci, without Bergeron, showed why that they was their best game. And you can see Boston, when they're at their best and elite, that they're going to be a handful for the opposition. They came out, got the goal by Taylor Hall, were able to extend it on a really hard-working goal. Marchand got the puck, Charlie Coyle in front of the net, deflection, and they just blocked shots, got in shooting lanes, passing lanes, the turnovers. They were able to eat pucks. They changed that part of their game, and they compete in all zones, and they rarely get disconnected, separated. It's five men in the neutral offensive defensive zone when they're kind of at their game, and the Panthers had a hard time with it, just kind of slugging through it. They weren't able to get to the game that they wanted to in game number two. So if you go into game number three, the mindset and the mentality is that we got to be able to match their work ethic and their compete level from all four lines. It just can't be the Tkachuk line, or even the Panthers defenseman. Forsling was awesome again. Montour was strong. The defense have been okay for the Panthers, but it gets down into players like Duclair, like Barkov, like Lundell. Reinhardt had the late goal. Still, those players have to show more for you at even strength. If they can't battle through it and can't grind through it and get some production from outside of their top players, then the series could be short. But that's what's got to change, and that's what I saw. I saw a masterclass in defense from the Boston team, and the Panthers couldn't find their way through it. It was a struggle for them.
Couple things going off of that. Billy Lindsay, my broadcast partner on the Panthers Radio Network, kind enough to stop by this morning on the Panthers Insider Show. Panthers Bruins game 4 tomorrow, as the Panthers will try and even this series at 2 games apiece. And well, Billy, first and foremost, for folks out there maybe watching some hockey for the first time, we always hear the difference between playoffs and regular season, and you lived it. You were part of that Panthers run in 96. You played a lot of Stanley Cup playoff games. Even for folks who've been watching hockey for a long time, as much as I would have loved to have been on the ice, I've never had that opportunity. So, Billy, for you, what is the biggest difference going from the regular season to the playoffs as a player, getting into the playoffs? How does the game change?
One, the speed drastically ramps up, and the physicality of the game goes to another level. And it becomes, all of a sudden, every shift is important. You can actually feel the pressure on almost every single time that you're on the ice, and you hear the term nerves and players going into their first playoff series and that kind of stuff go around the NHL. But it becomes an importance of every time you handle the puck. There's extra heightened awareness. It is a totally different element, a totally because you go through the 82 games, some games back-to-back, you're flying. It's this, everyone's on the same schedule. You're playing head-to-head. You're seeing the same team night after night, and it becomes one of the most intense battles that you'll ever go through. And the heightened awareness that you feel throughout your whole body is something that's really hard to explain, but it is something that you live for and that you dream for. But it takes on a whole different just meaning, and the nastiness, and you can see the block shots, the hits. The price that you have to pay to win just games is outstanding, and to get through every round, there's ice bags going around that whole locker room. But it's also the greatest feeling when you win the games and you have the ice bags. So it's the true testament of hockey at its best, and it's why it is the toughest trophy to me in all of sports to win. That's the great thing about the NHL playoffs.
Now, how sick of those guys on the other side do you get after seeing them night after night after night after night, when you are all on the same schedule and you're playing the same teams and you're probably drawing the same assignments and matched up against the same guys every night?
Yeah, I don't like the word hate, but dislike. It goes through the roof.
Even if it's a guy over there that you are friends with in the offseason.
Yeah, in the offseason it can change, but when you're in the playoffs and you go in the battles, because you're seeing the same guys and you're matched up against the same lines, and you're getting punched in the face, you're getting hits, and you take it personally. And that's a lot of that is it's personally. You take it to heart, and you want to go out there, and you're seeing the same. I want to be better than you. If I'm matched up, if I'm a scorer, I want to score. If I'm a defensive guy like a Lomberg, which I was, I want to get under the skin. I want that to be part of my that. And it's a really unique dynamic of the game. I loved it. I cherished it to get into that, because always as an athlete, you no matter the situation, even if you do lose, I always felt that I was going to win, and I think that's kind of the mentality that you have to have, that you're going to win that battle, even if you lost it at the end of the series or didn't. I've always had the feeling that, okay, I'm going to win this series, or I'm going to win this battle. And if you don't have that attitude as a player, then you don't belong in the playoffs. I talked about the nervousness, but the nervousness is one that you got to accept and embrace. And if you do, is you want to be on the ice in critical situations. You want to be the guy. I always felt, even if I was on the fourth line and hadn't played for half a period and they put me out there, that I was still going to be the player that was going to go out and make a difference and score a goal or do something. But so that's kind of the mindset that you got to have, and it's a war of attrition.
Billy Lindsay, our guest here in this segment on the Panthers Insider Show. It's the Panthers and the Boston Bruins tomorrow, Game 4, as the Panthers will try and even the series. Billy, we talked about it last night during the game. One of the things that was apparent early was that the Bruins were clogging the shooting lanes. It was tough for the Panthers to get things through, especially early in the game. Probably a big reason why Linus Ullmark settled in the way he did, and he was in such a rhythm. He saw so many pucks and didn't give up many rebounds. With Boston blocking shots like that, what is the best way to counteract that? What can you do to try and clear those lanes up?
Yeah, it just becomes into the Panthers are the best rebound team in the NHL. No team in the NHL scored more goals off rebounds, but it has to be with the decision making. You can't hesitate. There was some hesitation by the Panthers' part, maybe looking at a pass. As soon as you get the puck on your stick, it's got to be off your stick. You can't allow you could see if there was any kind of time to adjust to a shot that the Boston team got in the shooting lane. So you have to make the adjustment to process your thought mentality that, okay, I'm not going to look for a pass. I know when I get it on my stick, that I just got to have a shoot first mentality, and it's got to get on net as quickly as possible, and then flood everyone towards the front of the net, try to get to those rebounds. Because you could see the Panthers last night looking just for the brief second of maybe there's a pass here, or just hang on to it for that extra beat. And this Boston team closes so quickly that it's not there. So you have to ramp up your thinking process of that shoot mentality. When I get on my stick, just look, go, and get it on net.
Bruins 2 and the Panthers 1. That's how the series looks so far. Game 4 coming up tomorrow. Billy Lindsay, we'll leave you on this one here. The Bruins got the early lead in Game 3. The Panthers were the first team to score in Game 2. The Bruins were the first team to score in Game 1. I know if you look across the 82-game regular season, teams that score first, the odds tend to shift in their favor. Usually teams have pretty good records when they score first in games. So we're not breaking any ground here. But for a Boston team that hasn't faced a ton of adversity this year, they won 65 games. Can it go even further if you can get the first one against them? Because it might be pushing them into a situation that they are just a little bit unfamiliar with.
It's pretty much, to me, the only way. This series has leads, that's the only. You can come back against Boston, but
The Panthers did it during the season.
Yeah, they've done it during the season, but your odds go down exponentially, especially against a team like Boston. Mm-hmm. So, it's the come out and the start is what you saw from Boston in game number 3. You're going to have that sort of same sort of mentality, and if you do get the lead from Boston, you are going to change what they start to think. And what you saw in game 2 when you had the lead, you saw them, okay, well, maybe I got to make that extra pass, I got to force it through the middle of the ice.
They coughed up a lot of pucks.
Yeah, now you start to create the turnovers, you start to change, and you get them out of their comfort zone. Even if it's 1-0, they're in their comfort zone if they have the lead. They're fine with that. They feel very comfortable even late in games. If it's 3-2, they're perfectly a tie game, a one-goal lead by the opposition. You're pushing them out of their comfort zone and what they like to do. So if you're able to get that lead, you change kind of how the game flows and what you can do offensively and the outlook of the game. And plus, it gives you, especially on home ice, it gives you the crowd right away, which something that didn't happen last night in game number 3. The crowd didn't have a chance to really get the excitement and get the boost anywhere in the game, which they really, at some point in game number 4, even if they do fall down, you like to get the lead, but you got to get that crowd something to really get in and get behind early. Even so, if you get that first goal and blow the roof off the place, I've been on benches. All of a sudden, you can feel that through your whole body, that whole energy, and you can feed off a home crowd when you're doing some of those good things. So that's what's got to change in game number 4. Good start, and find a way to get this crowd attached and behind you.
Panthers Bruins game 4 coming up tomorrow. We invite you back to tune in. Billy Lindsay, as always, thanks for stopping by here on the Panthers Insider Show this morning. We'll see you tomorrow for the broadcast.
Looking forward to it. Sunday afternoon till. Let's get after it.
3:30 puck drop tomorrow, 3 o'clock pregame for Game 4 on the network. We'll get things started on 560 WQAM beginning at 2:30 p.m. That is tomorrow for Game 4 as the Panthers will try and even the series at 2 games apiece. Joining us next segment, he's covering the series for NHL on TNT. You know him from Columbus Blue Jackets broadcast regularly on Bally Sports Ohio. He also does work for NHL Network. Jody Shelley, former NHLer, is going to stop by. Coming up on the other side of the break, he had the assignment from TNT as an analyst last night, and he'll be back at it covering the series tomorrow for Game 4 as well on TNT for the national television coverage. Jody's going to stop by coming up on the other side of the break. It'll be great to catch up with him. That is coming up next. It's the Panthers and the Bruins game 4 tomorrow. Put that one down on your calendar. It's going to be a 3:30 face-off tomorrow. But coming up next, Jody Shelley joins the show. I'm Doug Plagans. This is the Panthers Insider Show on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider Show, here on a Saturday morning, as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey. Panthers trail their first-round best-of-7 series to Boston Bruins 2-1 after Boston picked up that 4-2 win last night at FLA Live Arena. Chance for the Panthers to even the series coming up tomorrow. It's going to be a 3:30 face-off in the afternoon, folks, at FLA Live Arena. We'll get you started with pregame coverage beginning on 560 WQAM at 2:30. We'll have our network Panthers preview at 3. Puck drop shortly after 3:30. Lots of places to take in tomorrow's game. It's the Panthers and the Bruins. Game 4, Panthers trying to even the series. The team that scored first has won all 3 games in the series. The teams have alternated
wins throughout the series as Boston won games 1 and 3 and the Panthers won game 2. Joining me now to talk about it here on the Panthers Insider Show, he's got the assignment from NHL on TNT covering tomorrow's game, covered last night's game as well, part of the television broadcast. You know him from Bally Sports Ohio's Columbus Blue Jackets coverage, NHL Network, lots of different places you can find our guest here this segment, Jody Shelley, joining us here, former NHLer, and as I mentioned, on the assignment from TNT covering the series. He'll be on the call for tomorrow's game. He was on the call last night. Jody, thanks for stopping by. And first thing I wanted to get to, just from the most basic vantage point, what were your thoughts on the game last night? What did you think the biggest factors were there in Game 3 as the Bruins surged out to that 4-0 lead? Panthers had some fight late in the game, but ultimately Boston came out with the win.
Yeah, Doug, good to talk to you, man. You know, nice to be on this series. I thought after Game 2, this is going to be this is a really intense series. You could tell. You know, Florida's not a true 8 seed, obviously, the way they are built and the expectations with them. And then the 1 seed of a team, the best team we've seen in NHL history in the regular season as far as points in the Boston Bruins. And, you know, after Game 2, I thought Florida had found their game. But, you know, you look at last night at home, Florida comes out really well. They had a good chance really early, a puck to the front of the net on Allmark, a little bit of a scramble. And I just thought that they couldn't get that game going. You know, you have to credit the Boston Bruins. You know, they're a team that understands to a man how they have to play. And they were looking for that playoff urgency, if you will. You know, that type of game that every puck battle is so important to be on the right side of it. Winning races to pucks, back-checking hard. I thought they did a really good job of making it a tough task for the Florida Panthers to get any kind of offense going, and especially rebound chances. You know, you look at Allmark, he's a big body. He was questionable coming in, and I thought they really protected him as far as mad scrambles or cross zone pass plays that weren't, you know, just wasn't there. So I think you have to credit the Bruins in this one, Doug. I just think that they raised their level, and the Florida Panthers just couldn't find that time and space that they were desperate for all night long.
Jody Shelley, our guest here, he's on the call tomorrow for TNT. He was on the call last night as well with the Panthers and the Boston Bruins game 3 a night ago. And a couple things going off what you just said there, Jody. Looking at last night, you said that the Bruins, and that was a takeaway I had early on, you could tell the Bruins were just clogging every lane. So from the Panthers' perspective, those shooting lanes just might not have been there. Billy Lindsay and I talked about it last segment too, but if you're the Panthers going into tomorrow seeing how Boston defended, how do you get around that? What is the best way to try and open up some shooting lanes? Because last night there were a lot of stretches where those lanes just weren't there.
Yeah, you know, the offensive zone is you can either stretch it from the goal line to the blue line, or you can try to stretch the width. And you can tell with the Bruins, you're not going to enter the zone and get the puck below the top of the circles and make a cross zone pass. You know, it's got to be done early to change the point of attack. I think they have to get the back of the net. You watch what Boston did last night. They got the puck behind the net a number of times. How many times did you see Bertuzzi find Pasternak high in the slot, or you go from the goal line to the blue line? And that gets everybody to turn around, find the puck, find your man, and that can stretch out that offensive zone so those players, those defensive players now have to go up towards the blue line. You want to get them away from the net because it looked like it was no chance for the Florida Panthers last night to be able to get any puck around the crease. It just looked like it was stout, it was stingy, they were big, they were all there, they were taking any time and space. And you know, that game gets really frustrating shift after shift if you're a player out there where, you know, you battle so hard to get in the zone, you work so hard to get to the puck to the front of the net, and the next thing you know, you're back checking. So I think one thing they have to try to get to do is get the back of the net, get behind the netminder of the Boston Bruins, and then work that puck low to high. Try to get things look a little bit different. I know last game they ran a couple face-off plays that worked well. They didn't do that. I didn't see one last night where, you know, I think they've got to change things up. I thought they did a really good job in Game 1 and 2 of changing things up, taking risks, being creative as far as their attack, and it worked. You know, and those don't always work, those face-off plays I'm talking about specifically. But when they do, you feel really good about it. And you know, maybe they just backed off that because they expected Florida to make an adjustment or Boston to make an adjustment. But they have to be creative, and I think they have to work to get the back of the neck, to answer your question, to get that puck low to high.
Jody Shelley, our guest here this segment on the Panthers Insider Show. And Jody, obviously in the National Hockey League, when you can get the first goal, it really matters. Teams have a much better chance to win when they get the first goal in a game. The team that scored first has won all three games in this series. But can that mean a little bit more against the Boston Bruins? And when I say that, because Boston hasn't faced a ton of adversity this season, if you can push them out of their comfort zone, they haven't had to try and come back all that much. They won 65 games in the regular season. They scored first more often than not. If you can get them down, how much does that allow you to play your game a little bit more against them? Because as we saw last night, and Jim Montgomery said it postgame, the Bruins did exactly what they wanted to do last night and played it exactly how they wanted to play it last night, and they were the team that got the early lead.
Yeah, it's so much different when you have the lead. And for the Bruins, they can lock it down. I mean, you know, if you're going to spot the best team in the National Hockey League a goal and then think you have, you know, you're even equal to even win the game, you know, it's not a normal situation. It's more critical in this series than anything because they know how to win. When they play with a lead, every player is so responsible and so conscious of what they have to do with and without the puck that you're not getting many gifts, you know, those turnovers that you can change a game on. They're not taking the undisciplined penalties. You know, you're looking for opportunity. And then as a player that's chasing the game, you look at some stars, you know, you can get frustrated. You get a power play, you know, Barkov, he's non-existent right now. And you know, I don't know what's going on with him. You got some superstars. Bennett was a big factor the other night in game two, but last night, you know, he was banging a little bit, but couldn't get his rhythm. And, you know, that gets frustrating when you know you're down and every shift you're looking for a goal rather than playing the process of the game. And I think the more that speeds up and the bigger the hole gets, the more you see individual play and you just kind of see guys spinning their wheels out there. So in this series, especially with the way they know how to win, it's critical to get that first goal.
Jody Shelley, our guest here on the Panthers Insider Show. Jody, got a couple of minutes left here, shifting gears a little bit. Is there another series in the National Hockey League that has in particular gotten your attention as we've gone into the Stanley Cup playoffs, outside of the one that you're going to be on the call for tomorrow, Game 4 Panthers-Bruins? Is there another series that maybe you've kept the closest attention on?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of great series right now. And you know, you look at the Toronto Maple Leafs and, of course, the crosstown rival, I'll call them, the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the pressure that's on Toronto is fascinating because they haven't won a first round in the playoffs. I think it's been ridiculous how long. It's been 8 years or something since they've won any game, any elimination game. And this is a team, you know, with superstars, and they're now tinkering and, you know, getting their lineup ready for this time of year. And, you know, Tampa goes in and punches them in the mouth with game one, stealing it at home. And then the Maple Leafs responded. So that game three is today. I think that's a fascinating one because, you know, Tampa, Stanley Cup, they're kind of the pace setters, if you will, for the National Hockey League and an organization. They've got some injuries. I'm paying a close attention to that one. The L.A. Kings, Edmonton Oilers, too, is fascinating. I don't know if you saw that last night, but L.A. ends up winning that in overtime. Edmonton's got the best player in the world, over 160 points. Over 60 goals, and he had two goals last night, but it was the only two goals of the game. You know, I love that series because the star power, but also the LA Kings, veteran players. They pick up Jonas Pasalo, who's just kind of a journeyman goaltender. He's stealing games, and they've got a 2-1 series lead in that. So that looks like it's going to go seven. And to me, it says a lot about how teams are built. You know, one team's got all that speed and skill. And the Edmonton Oilers, their goaltending's okay. Their defense, I think they've improved a lot with Ekholm. But the LA Kings, man, they just seem sturdy with two good centermen in Deneau and Kopitar, and they're doing their job. So that's what playoff hockey looks like when you look at the LA Kings. And for the other series I mentioned, Tampa-Toronto, I think Toronto's going to win that series in six.
Jody Shelley here with us. Jody, one more for you. We got about a minute to go here on Panthers Insider, but from the simplest form, you're going to be on the call tomorrow. The Florida Panthers can even the series tomorrow from what you've seen if what happens tomorrow?
Well, they've got to come out and get to more straight-ahead hockey and winning those races to the pucks. You know, it seemed like they were reacting throughout the game rather than acting, you know what I mean, or initiating. And I think they're a team now that has to initiate. They've got to let it all hang out. And I thought they did such a good job of that in Game 1 and 2. They looked a little bit tentative last night, a little bit of wait and see in their game, which, you know, with Tkachuk and Bennett, and you got to get Barkov going, and the defense that can jump up in the play, there needs to be a smash factor with that. So they really need to come out and play to their strength, which is speed through anticipation, winning races to the pucks, and being the team that's hard in the back check, much like Boston did last night.
Jody Shelley, our guest, NHL on TNT. You can catch him on the call there tomorrow for Panthers-Bruins Game 4. Jody, we thank you very much for stopping by. Have a great great rest of your Saturday. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Doug. Thanks, man. Enjoy the day, and I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you very much, Jody. Jody Shelley from NHL on TNT, and that takes us to the end of the program. Thanks to Billy Lindsay for stopping by last segment. Tomorrow, 3:30, Panthers-Bruins Game 4. We'll have you covered across the Panthers Radio Network. Doug Plagans here with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. It's been Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
What if everything you learn in history class was only half the story? I'm Dr. Harini Bhatt, host of Hidden History. Every Monday, I go where history gets mysterious. Vanished civilizations, doomsday prophecies, paranormal phenomena, and events that science still can't fully explain. On Hidden History, I treat these moments like open case files. Not myths, not superstition, just incomplete explanations waiting for a closer look. Listen to and follow Hidden History, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Charles Barkley here with Wayfair. And let me tell you, game day is serious business at my house. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all. And it shows up fast. I'm talking fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game. And head to Wayfair.com to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for more of the Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Welcome back, Panthers Insider Show, here on a Saturday morning, as always, talking all things Florida Panthers hockey. Panthers trail their first-round best-of-seven series to Boston Bruins 2-1 after Boston picked up that 4-2 win last night at FLA Live Arena. Chance for the Panthers to even the series coming up tomorrow. It's going to be a 3:30 face-off in the afternoon, folks, at FLA Live Arena. We'll get you started with pregame coverage beginning on 560 WQAM at 2:30. We'll have our network Panthers preview at 3. Puck drop shortly after 3:30. Lots of places to take in tomorrow's game. It's the Panthers and the Bruins. Game 4, Panthers trying to even the series. The team that scored first has won all three games in the series. The teams have alternated wins throughout the series as Boston won games 1 and 3 and the Panthers won game 2. Joining me now to talk about it here on the Panthers Insider Show, he's got the assignment from NHL on TNT covering tomorrow's game, covered last night's game as well, part of the television broadcast. You know him from Bally Sports Ohio's Columbus Blue Jackets coverage, NHL Network, lots of different places you can find our guest here this segment, Jody Shelley, joining us here, former NHLer, and as I mentioned, on the assignment from TNT covering the series. He'll be on the call for tomorrow's game. He was on the call last night. Jody, thanks for stopping by. And first thing I wanted to get to, just from the most basic vantage point, what were your thoughts on the game last night? What did you think the biggest factors were there in Game 3 as the Bruins surged out to that 4-0 lead? Panthers had some fight late in the game, but ultimately Boston came out with the win.
Yeah, Doug, good to talk to you, man. You know, nice to be on this series. I thought after Game 2, this is going to be this is a really intense series. You could tell, you know, Florida's not a true 8 seed, obviously, the way they are built and the expectations with them. And then the 1 seed of a team, the best team we've seen in NHL history in the regular season as far as points in the Boston Bruins. And, you know, after game two, I thought Florida had found their game. But, you know, you look at last night at home, Florida comes out really well. They had a good chance really early, a puck to the front of the net on Allmark, a little bit of a scramble. And I just thought that they couldn't get that game going. You know, you have to credit the Boston Bruins. You know, they're a team that understands to a man how they have to play, and they were looking for that playoff urgency, if you will. You know, that type of game that every puck battle is so important to be on the right side of it. Winning races to pucks, back-checking hard. I thought they did a really good job of making it a tough task for the Florida Panthers to get any kind of offense going, and especially rebound chances. You know, you look at Allmark, he's a big body. He was questionable coming in, and I thought they really protected him as far as mad scrambles or cross zone pass plays that weren't, you know, just wasn't there. So I think you have to credit the Bruins in this one, Doug. I just think that they raised their level, and the Florida Panthers just couldn't find that time and space that they were desperate for all night long.
Jody Shelley, our guest here, he's on the call tomorrow for TNT. He was on the call last night as well with the Panthers and the Boston Bruins game three a night ago. And a couple things going off what you just said there, Jody. Looking at last night, you said that the Bruins, and that was a takeaway I had early on, you could tell the Bruins were just clogging every lane. So from the Panthers' perspective, those shooting lanes just might not have been there. Billy Lindsay and I talked about it last segment too, but if you're the Panthers going into tomorrow seeing how Boston defended, how do you get around that? What is the best way to try and open up some shooting lanes? Because last night there were a lot of stretches where those lanes just weren't there.
Yeah, you know, the offensive zone is you can either stretch it from the goal line to the blue line, or you can try to stretch the width. And you can tell with the Bruins, you're not going to enter the zone and get the puck below the top of the circles and make a cross zone pass. You know, it's got to be done early to change the point of attack. I think they have to get the back of the net. You watch what Boston did last night. They got the puck behind the net a number of times. How many times did you see Bertuzzi find Pasternak high in the slot, or you go from the goal line to the blue line? And that gets everybody to turn around, find the puck, find your man, and that can stretch out that offensive zone. So those defensive players now have to go up towards the blue line. You want to get them away from the net, because it looked like it was no chance for the Florida Panthers last night to be able to get any puck around the crease. It just looked like it was stout, it was stingy, they were big, they were all there, they were taking any time and space. And you know, that game gets really frustrating shift after shift if you're a player out there where, you know, you battle so hard to get in the zone, you work so hard to get to the puck to the front of the net, and the next thing you know, you're back-checking. So I think one thing they have to try to get to do is get the back of the net, get behind the netminder of the Boston Bruins, and then work that puck low to high. Try to get things look a little bit different. I know last game they ran a couple face-off plays that worked well. They didn't do that. I didn't see one last night where, you know, I think they've got to change things up. I thought they did a really good job in game one and two of changing things up, taking risks, being creative as far as their attack, and it worked. You know, and those don't always work, those face-off plays I'm talking about specifically. But when they do, you feel really good about it. And you know, maybe they just backed off that because they expected Florida to make an adjustment or Boston to make an adjustment. But they have to be creative, and I think they have to work to get the back of the neck, to answer your question, to get that puck low to high.
Jody Shelley, our guest here this segment on the Panthers Insider Show. And Jody, obviously in the National Hockey League, when you can get the first goal, it really matters. Teams have a much better chance to win when they get the first goal in a game. The team that scored first has won all three games in this series. But can that mean a little bit more against the Boston Bruins? And when I say that, because Boston hasn't faced a ton of adversity this season, if you can push them out of their comfort zone, they haven't had to try and come back all that much. They won 65 games in the regular season. They scored first more often than not. If you can get them down, how much does that allow you to play your game a little bit more against them? Because as we saw last night, and Jim Montgomery said at postgame, the Bruins did exactly what they wanted to do last night and played it exactly how they wanted to play it last night, and they were the team that got the early lead.
Yeah, it's so much different when you have the lead. And for the Bruins, they can lock it down. I mean, you know, if you're going to spot the best team in the National Hockey League a goal and then think you have, you know, you're even equal to even win the game, you know, it's not a normal situation. It's more critical in this series than anything because they know how to win. When they play with a lead, every player is so responsible and so conscious of what they have to do with and without the puck that you're not getting those, you're not getting many, I should say, gifts, you know, those turnovers that you you can change a game on. They're not taking the undisciplined penalties. You know, you're looking for opportunity. And then as a player that's chasing the game, you look at some stars, you know, you can get frustrated. You get a power play, you know, Barkov, he's non-existent right now. And you know, I don't know what's going on with him. You got some superstars. Bennett, it was a big factor the other night in game two. But last night, you know, he was banging a little bit but couldn't get his rhythm. And, you know, that gets frustrating when you know you're down and every shift you're looking for a goal rather than playing the process of the game. And I think the more that speeds up and the bigger the hole gets, the more you see individual play and you just kind of see guys spinning their wheels out there. So in this series especially, with the way they know how to win, it's critical to get that first goal.
Jody Shelley, our guest here on the Panthers Insider Show. Jody, got a couple of minutes left here, shifting gears a little bit. Is there another series in the National Hockey League that has in particular gotten your attention as we've gone into the Stanley Cup playoffs, outside of the one that you're going to be on the call for tomorrow, Game 4 Panthers-Bruins? Is there another series that maybe you've kept the closest attention on?
Yeah, you know, there's a lot of great series right now. And you know, you look at the Toronto Maple Leafs and, of course, the crosstown rival, I'll call them, the Tampa Bay Lightning. And the pressure that's on Toronto is fascinating because they haven't won a first round in the playoffs. I think it's been ridiculous how long. It's been 8 years or something since they've won any game, any elimination game. And this is a team, you know, with superstars, and they're now tinkering and, you know, getting their lineup ready for this time of year. And, you know, Tampa goes in and punches them in the mouth with game one, stealing it at home. And then the Maple Leafs responded. So that game three is today. I think that's a fascinating one because, you know, Tampa, Stanley Cup, they're kind of the pace setters, if you will, for the National Hockey League and an organization. They've got some injuries. I'm paying a close attention to that one. The L.A. Kings, Edmonton Oilers, too, is fascinating. I don't know if you saw that last night, but L.A. ends up winning that in overtime. Edmonton's got the best player in the world, over 160 points. Over 60 goals, and he had two goals last night, but it was the only two goals of the game. You know, I love that series because the star power, but also the LA Kings, veteran players. They pick up Jonas Pasalo, who's just kind of a journeyman goaltender. He's stealing games, and they've got a 2-1 series lead in that. So that looks like it's going to go seven. And to me, it says a lot about how teams are built. You know, one team's got all that speed and skill in the Edmonton Oilers. Their goaltending's okay. Their defense, I think they've improved a lot with Ekholm. But the L.A. Kings, man, they just seem sturdy with two good centermen in Deneau and Kopitar, and they're doing their job. So that's what playoff hockey looks like when you look at the L.A. Kings. And for the other series I mentioned, Tampa-Toronto, I think Toronto's going to win that series in six.
Jody Shelley here with us. Jody, one more for you. We got about a minute to go here on Panthers Insider, but from the simplest form, you're going to be on the call tomorrow. The Florida Panthers can even the series tomorrow from what you've seen if what happens tomorrow?
Well, they've got to come out and get to more straight-ahead hockey and winning those races to the pucks. You know, it seemed like they were reacting throughout the game rather than acting, you know what I mean, or initiating. And I think they're a team now that has to initiate. They've got to let it all hang out. And I thought they did such a good job of that in game one and two. They looked a little bit tentative last night, a little bit of wait and see in their game, which, you know, with Tkachuk and Bennett, and you got to get Barkov going and the defense that can jump up in the play, there needs to be a smash factor with that. So they really need to come out and play to their strength, which is speed through anticipation, winning races to the pucks, and being the team that's hard in the back check, much like Boston did last night.
Jody Shelley, our guest, NHL on TNT. You can catch him on the call there tomorrow for Panthers-Bruins Game 4. Jody, we thank you very much for stopping by. Have a great rest of your Saturday. We'll see you tomorrow.
See you tomorrow, Doug. Thanks, man. Enjoy the day, and I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you very much, Jody. Jody Shelley from NHL on TNT, and that takes us to the end of the program. Thanks to Billy Lindsay for stopping by last segment. Tomorrow, 3:30, Panthers-Bruins Game 4. We'll have you covered across the Panthers Radio Network. Doug Plagans here with you. Dan Day on the other side of the glass. It's been Panthers Insider on the Florida Panthers Radio Network.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.